You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
When it comes to conservation, new advancements in tools and technology can make the difference in restoring nature so that Indigenous species can thrive. Just recently, the Department of Conservation announced they are investing nearly $800,000 to test a new predator control drone and take another step towards a predator-free Aotearoa. Drones are a new technology and have the potential to be a game changer for when it comes to conservation efforts. And the Kiwi startup behind this is Environment Conservation Technologies. Based in the Bay of Plenty, they're developing automated technologies and providing professional services using drones both locally and internationally. I got in touch with Samuel Vai, co-founder of the startup ECT, who's also managing this project. We started with the proposal.
Actually, when we originally sent the proposal for the project into DOC, it was really to further DOC's conservation efforts towards a predator-free New Zealand by 2050. We're doing this the project really entails significant amounts of engineering as well as registration processes of this type of new large drone, as well as trials to see how we can utilise this sort of automated drone technology for better use of in current conservation operations. So the project really it's sort of a multi-step process. The drone that we are currently developing, both platform and payload, will actually be one of the largest drones in the Southern Hemisphere. And once that's proven, it's about going through CAA and getting everything approved for both the platform and also for the actual operations that it's going to be doing, because we're going to be looking at beyond visual line of sight, which is again another difficult hurdle for drone operators. And then it will be into trials for DOC and to see how the drone compares to current manned aviation, current helicopters, which are used in DOC's operations. Principally, the reason why DOC are excited by this drone project is there's a few sort of benefits that are coming out. One is obviously a cost reduction. We're expecting a cost reduction of per hour by about two-thirds versus manned helicopters. We're also reducing the carbon emissions by approximately 85% due to our reduction in exhaust. And principally the biggest factor that I'd like to comment on is actually improved accuracy and improved precision on two aspects. One is the fact that the drones are all pre-programmed, so we are actually selecting the mission and programming the mission from a computer in the comfort of an office before we even get to site. So we're able to actually put a lot of quality control into the programming for that drone, as well as quality control from the pilot whilst the drone is actually flying. And this all comes down to high accuracy from GPS control.
Oh, I see. So it sounds like a bit of a process that it has to go in place. But these machines sound very effective as drones. I'm wondering, for the trials themselves, do you know what DOC is hoping to achieve in the trials, or is that more of a matter with DOC themselves?
Yeah, sure. The trials is the latter part of the project. There's three trials, a small, medium, and large trial, which is to link in with their current operations. So the small trial is 600 hectares and the large trial is 2,000 hectares. And it's really just to see how the drone can operate and how the drone can be merged in with their current operations under their current traditional methods. So it's definitely a pioneering project, but it's also no pun intended, but it's a pilot project to see how DOC can utilize this sort of technology within their current programs.
And as you mentioned before, there, of course, are a lot of advantages with using these drones for predator eradication. This technology is a very recent technology, and it's only in recent times that we've started to harness it for conservation and to help the environment. Drones have not been previously used in New Zealand, so what other ways might drones serve towards conserving the environment?
Sure. So It's fair to say that drones have sort of been in a bit of a bubble, like the dot-com bubble many years ago. A lot of people thought drones could do something that they can't do, but so a lot of people have sort of lost faith in drones. But it's typically where we come at it is a point that we look at practical and viable solutions. We've had a number of projects successfully completed with the eradication of eradication and control of predators overseas, and really it's sort of DOC has seen that and realized that, hey, we can actually utilize this technology in the correct way within New Zealand. Obviously dependent on the scale, and that's why I was sort of mentioning about the this drone being significantly larger, apart from control, there's actually a number of ways that drones can be used, both in surveillance and monitoring, quantitative monitoring, as opposed to just flying around with a thermal camera and having a look, and as well as actual interactive control. So there's a number of factors that drones can be used by DOC and by organisations in New Zealand for conservation efforts.
Yeah, no, I really reckon that these drones might serve for the modern world, not only in conservation, but for many other things. Now, I see ECT, you guys are a Kiwi startup that have been working offshore on projects overseas and so forth. Do you guys have any other projects in the works at the moment that can contribute toward conservation?
Yeah, sure. So we've actually got several projects which are related around developing new technology solutions for conservation. I can't delve too deep into those at the minute as we're currently developing the IP for those, but we are developing various tech which is either for control of invasive species, whether it's vertebrates and invertebrates, whether it's utilizing machine learning and AI for surveillance for species, but also actually devices that's down the ground that can track particular species and control those. And then we're working on another project, which will be released probably in a few months, which is around native forestry restoration. So we're really encompassing the broad conservation spectrum using our skills of automated technology, engineering, and the ability to merge those into the environmental sciences.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.